Now, voice matching is extremely powerful in a telephone. And one of the things we teach our telephone salespeople when I do telephone sales trainings is to match the tone of voice as quickly as possible. Now, what are we going to match? We're going to match the pitch of the voice, the tone. Now, oftentimes, if you have a woman talking to a man or a man talking to a woman, you're not going to get exactly the same tonality. But here's my suggestion. My suggestion is if you're a woman and you're talking to a man, if the man is talking in the high range of tonality for a man, like up here, he's talking way up here and you're talking way up there, then you would raise your voice slightly until you got right up to the high pitch for a woman. And if the man's talking in terms of a low pitch for a man or low tone for a man, then the woman would drop her tone into the low range for a woman. Obviously, it's not very good. If you're sounding like Mickey Mouse and you're talking to someone, that's going to be really in consciousness. So the thing is to shift your tonality so that it's in the high range for a man or a woman if you're talking to someone of the opposite sex. If you're talking to someone of the same sex, then you can match the tone, the tonality, by simply being in the same range as they are. So you can match the pitch. You can also match the tempo. You pick up the phone sometimes, you know, and some people, you go like this, they go, "Hello." And you go, "Whoa, this person's going really, really slow." And so you just take a deep breath and you slow way down and you go, "Hello." If you match the tempo that the person's speaking, whether they're speaking really, and some people, you know, you call people from the East Coast, you've been really relaxed, you call somebody from the East Coast, they go, "Hello, how you doing? Hey, what's going on? How's it going?" And you're talking really fast like that. You can match the speed. You can pick up your speed and match the speed that way. Now, the timbre is the quality of the voice. Some voices are very, very clear and crisp and sharp. Other voices are very, very raspy. And you can talk in a raspy voice if you want to. So there's the timbre of the voice. And then there's the loudness. And some people talk really loud on the phone. They go, "Hello." And and some people talk really quietly. They go like this. They go like this. "Hello. How's it going?" And so you can match the loudness of the voice as you're talking to the person. This is really, really effective in telephone sales to match the voice as you come right into the phone call right the very first time just to totally match the voice. Or you can match the voice when you're with someone in person. The neat thing about voice is that it's one of the underrepresented representational systems in our world today. I think auditory was more highly represented previously when there were more storytellers, more bards, more poets, more singers singing songs. Today, of course, I think we're watching more TV and more movies, and so visual is more highly represented than auditory. So that makes it very good because auditory is usually outside of people's awareness, and you can match their auditory tonality, tempo, timbre, and volume, and gain rather rapid rapport by doing that.